In 2020, governments declared an emergency and issued deadly medical dictates. Hospitals were ordered not to treat the elderly in nursing homes. The result was mass medical murder. Sweden called it active euthanasia. UK hospitals used lethal doses of the drug midazolam to medically murder the elderly. The UK continues to stockpile that drug. For what purpose? Today, humanity is threatened by the global heirs of the Nazis. The real virus that continues to infect these predators is eugenics. A report by the U.S. Commission on the Holocaust, chaired by Elie Wiesel, noted, and I quote, "The inclination to duplicate Nazi option and once again exterminate millions of people remains a hideous threat. Their objective is global population reduction." Bill Gates, a lifelong eugenicist and a major stakeholder in the business of vaccines, declared that a COVID vaccine will be the final solution. COVID injections use an experimental gene transfer technology. It is being tested on the global population in gross violation of the foremost human right to voluntary informed consent. Those who refuse to be injected are vilified as spreaders of a deadly virus. They're subjected to increasingly harsh penalties and discrimination. Germany, Austria, Italy are once again swept up by an orgy of fascist hate mongering. This time, the unvaccinated are the target. The claimed rationale for vaccine mandates was to protect people from getting and transferring infection. However, the incontrovertible evidence shows that COVID injections do not prevent infection or transmission. They do not provide immunity. Many independent scientists are warning that these injections are biological weapons of mass destruction. Rabbi Michael Green just posted an urgent plea. Time to atone for the Holocaust by not allowing it to happen again. We must not be silent again. Never again is now.